And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and in our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom. She joins us every week for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You want to talk about one of my favorite herbs, dill.
So tell me, do you have trouble growing it?
Well, I've never tried.
What? What? Where do you get your dill from if you don't grow it?
I have many food gift friends, and I grow wonderful apples, and
trading.
I trade apples for
All right.
other people's skills.
See, I do that thing where I walk in this big store that has a cool area, and I find the dill.
You know, I actually pickled some watermelon earlier this year, and then I went down to visit my aunt and uncle in Wishick, and I told him that. We had watermelon for lunch that day, and I said, I just pickled a whole bunch, and he's like, where'd you get your dill? I said, I went to the grocery store. I had to buy it because it was too early to grow it. And he's like, you can't buy that in the store. I said, yeah, and it's really pricey.
Yeah.
Really, considering that it is called dill weed for a reason. And the reason I asked you if you could grow it is because I have a friend that lives in southwestern part of the state. And she told me that she cannot, for the life of her, get her dill to grow. And mine has taken over my raised beds. It's like I'm pulling it out and throwing it away. Hopefully, we'll be able to get it to the farmer's market here soon.
So it's kind of like rhubarb. If you plant it, you better be able to harvest it.
Right, and harvest it before it goes to seed, or you're never going to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. But being a good German girl, you know, we use a lot of dill over the course of the summer. You can harvest it when it's really, really, really furry and young. And that is wonderful in vegetable soup. Spring vegetable soup is not the same without that fresh dill in it.
I've never had that.
Oh, my gosh. I just live for those days. Actually, I've been eating dill out of the garden since I was a very young girl. And then I find out that that's why I have such wonderful breath. Because you can have sweeter breath if you chew the dill seeds. And I'm like, really? I didn't know that.
So what's
then,
the flavor profile of dill as it ages? I mean, how does it change?
Well, you know that you can buy fresh dill.
Yes.
And it's just, the smell is just to die for. But you can also, once it goes to seed, you can collect the seeds and dry those and use them. And the flavor does change. It dulls down a little bit. And I don't like it as much as I like the fresh dill. But if you freeze it, you get more of that fresh dill flavor. So rather than drying the furry stuff and or collecting the seeds in the fall, I've been laying it out on a cookie sheet and letting it freeze. And then it's really crunchy and you can crush it up and put it in bread. You can put it in your soups. You can't make borscht without dill. You've had borscht before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Borscht with lots of dill and sour cream in it. Oh, my gosh.
The best dill flavor for me is that classic dill pickle.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're pretty good at pickling in our house. And so not only pickled watermelon, but dill pickles. And the more dill you use, the better. And my friend that can't grow the dill is from Lithuania. And she said, I don't know what's wrong with you people that you're using your dill when it heads out instead of just using the soft, furry stuff. And I said, well, you know, we don't like to waste anything. So when we pick the whole dill head, which looks kind of like Queen Anne's lace, because I think it's related to a carrot. So you don't want to plant dill and carrots together. If you deliberately plant your dill, don't plant dill and carrots together in the same bed because they kind of cross-pollinate.
Really?
So, yeah, I think they're from the same family. And so they get too close then. You don't want to do that. So,
I did not know that one.
But dill is so easy to grow. That's one of the things that I collect all the seeds from, and I walk around and sprinkle them on every vacant lot I can find.
You're the Johnny Appleseed of dill.
Yep. Right, because it comes up, and it's very, very popular at our farmer's market because people will buy, you know, great big bushels of pickling cucumbers. And of course, you can't do that without your dill. And so you can sell a, you know, handful of dill stalks for $5 and everybody's happy then, the farmer market dude and the customers. So.
Well, we are well into July now. Let's talk a bit about farmers markets because a root cellar farm, obviously you're in that business too. What should be looking for, you know, week after week, that kind of thing?
Well, we're off to a kind of a slow start this year with a lot of the heavier crops, but there's, you know, since we had a cool spring, there's lots of onions and there's various lettuces and kales. There's the garlic scapes that are popular, radishes, and all of that stuff has to be consumed now, because if we get into some really hot weather, which July is famous for, that stuff will begin to bolt. Which reminds me of something. Sometimes it's okay to let things bolt, like not lettuce, but radishes. And I learned this last year because my radishes, it gets hot and the radishes go to seed. But you can eat those radish pods like you can eat the garlic scapes. They're wonderful. They're a slightly lighter version of a radish. But you can also find, you know, jams and jellies. There's rhubarb and strawberries that are in abundance this time of year, make great jams and jellies, and more are other, my gooseberries are just about ripe. I'm so excited. I can't wait for farmers markets. Yay!
Yeah.
Well, they typically really get going in mid-July, and so I have seen a bit of them here and there, you know, but I guess we all wait for the big burst of summer.
Right. And then there's always so much to consume, you just don't know what to do with it. And then, of course, you have to start preserving for the winter. So what you want to do, I found this recipe that I just have to share with you that's called Pickles in a Fuss.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm just like, I don't understand this. This recipe is pretty simple. It comes from Carol Mock in Napoleon, which is in Logan County, and we did these cookbooks a while back, and so they're pickles in a barrel where you actually use a bunch of cucumbers in an ice cream pail with dill and garlic, pickling spice, chili peppers, and then you layer all of your ingredients. You know, you've got a layer of cukes, then you put your pickling spice, some garlic, a little bit of dill, a little bit more cucumbers, layer that stuff up, and then you put your water and vinegar over the top of that. And if you like your pickles to be spicy, you definitely want to put chili peppers in there. That's the best part.
Oh, I've had those, and those are terrific.
Mm-hmm. And then when you eat those cucumbers, two things about making your own pickles. You can never get a half-pickled cucumber unless you make your own. And I love them when they're not quite pickles yet, and they are no longer cucumbers. They have such a wonderful fresh flavor, and so we're always stealing them out of those barrels.
Well, don't you do that thing with cucumbers where you slice them up and put them in a mixture of water and sugar and salt and vinegar and that kind of thing?
Oh, no, absolutely. What you want to do is you want to chop those, slice those cukes up, put onions and salt over them, and then put them in the refrigerator, and then drain that water off. Put some sour cream over the top of them and eat them with mashed or baked potatoes. That's one of my favorite meals in the summertime.
Have you ever had, I think the name is fire and ice pickles?
Yeah, they're kind of sweet and spicy at the same time.
What are those?
Well, actually, you can cheat and make them using dills that you buy at the store. Like in the middle of winter, if you want to go buy some dill pickles and take them home, and then you pull the salty brine off and you add a brine of sugar and like cayenne pepper over the top, and you're kind of like remaking that pickle. And my relatives really like those. I don't like them so sweet, but I like hot pickles, but they really like those fire and ice pickles. And then I have a friend who makes something called slippery hots, and those are a overgrown cucumber that has been peeled and put in a pickling brine that is sweet, but it also has like an afterburn. You know, like you'll be eating it, oh, this is a sweet pickle, and then pretty soon you're like, okay, give me a piece of bread. But there are so many wonderful pickle recipes out there, and they're actually good for you, like fermented pickles, the kind that you don't process in a hot water bath, once again, have all of those wonderful probiotic properties that you get when you're fermenting something naturally. So go out and make some pickles in a fuss.
All right. Well, bon appetit. We check in with Root Cellar Sue in our Main Street Eat segment every week. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.